reality. All of creation conspires to teach us what is real. When God created, He carefully crafted the laws of nature to point toward reality. Every growing seed points to the reality that we must die in order to bear fruit. Every autumn leaf points to the reality that in dying to ourselves, our true colors burst forth. Every new birth points to the reality that new life comes only after great labor pains. All of creation shouts out God's beautiful reality. Today, as I look out the window on a Palm Sunday in the middle of April and see snow on the ground covering the flowers, I am meditating on the reality that when the calendar says it is spring, when the crocus first peeps up from the ground, it is truly spring, even when it still feels like winter. Because, let's be honest, it still feels like winter in this world. As refugees stream out of war-torn countries, as friends fight deadly diseases, as families continue to grieve beloved ones who have died, it still feels like winter to me. And yet, I sit here on Palm Sunday contemplating the Holy Week to come, the road into Jerusalem which led to the giving of bread and wine, a desperate prayer in a garden, the cross, the ghastliness of Holy Saturday, and the knowledge that God is dead. And then, a weighty boulder moved easy like a feather. An angel wondering at anyone presuming to find Jesus in a tomb. A familiar voice. Mary. Jesus. Alive. Resurrection. And suddenly, I understand what I am truly seeing out of my window on this Palm Sunday in the middle of April, when crocuses have peeped out their heads and yet snow lays heavy on the ground. The resurrection is our confirmation. Yes, it may still feel like winter all around, but the resurrection is our crocus. Spring is really here.